We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 15 lines from the bottom, the beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Hagoyne Vesekitas, we're talking about someone who steals and sells an animal, Yichayev Dal Vehe. And the Mishnah said that if it's missing something, you're not Chayev Dal Vehe. What's missing something? Four way of Achleikis. But now we're talking about something else. Let's say someone steals an animal that's missing a limb. Esekitas means missing an arm. Vesehigeres, because he's missing a foot. Or it means stam, one of its feet don't work. Vesasumo, or a blind cow. A blind shar he steals. Vechena goyne behemoth ha-shutvim. Also someone steals behemoth of a shutvim. All these cases are chayiv. Because here you sold whatever you stole. You stole something, you sold it. Aye, it's not a complete animal, but that's what you stole. And that's what you sold. You sold the whole thing, yechayiv. Veshutvim shegonvu is pturim. And shutvim that stole our potter. That's the halacha. Shutvim that stole our potter. So you got him as shutvim, yechayiv. You stole from shutvim. Who cares if it's owned by a partnership? You stole it and sold it, and yechayiv. But the shutvim shegonvu and sold it our potter. And we'll see exactly why in a second. Because Vatayim went to the Brisa, Shutim Shagomvu, Shutim that stole a Chayavim. So it's a Stira. Om Rav Nachman, Lekasha, Kama Shutav, Shagomvu, Chavera. The case that your partner is where a Shutav owned him, Reuven and Shimon owned something together. And Reuven stole it from Shimon, from Shimon's half, and he shechted it the way he sold it. So there, it's only half of his. So it's not Tavcha Kula B'Yisuro, or Macha Kula B'Yisuro. So therefore, the law is that you are partner. And the case that Yechayiv is, Kam v'shutav shigon ma'alma. It's a case that two shutvim stole ma'alma. Let's say they took it together. Let's say right now we're thinking two guys went together, Reuven and Shimon together, and stole from someone else a cow, and then sold it. So there you are chayiv dal v'heh. We have one place that shutvim shigon v'hu is potter, one chayiv. Here it says, one's gone v'chaveri, one stam shutvim shigon v'hu. Afraid the Gemara Kasha on that teretz. Eisei Rav Lerav Nachman, Yochol Shutav Shigonim V'Chaveiroi. Vis Shutav Shigonvu Yichayavim. You would think that Shutav stole from his friend, or Shutavim that stole together. Shavi Chayiv, Tamad Loim, Vavet Havchei Kula Binon. V'Leka, you need Kula Binon V'Leka. Here, if you did it with two people, that's not Kula yourself. So you see, even Shutav Shigonvu is Potter. So how can you say that Shutavim Shigonvu is Chayiv because they both stole Ma'alma? Here it says Klar, that even such a case is Potter. So what's the chilek of two brises now? Elam Rav Nachman. See, you put together Gonam Chaveroi together with Gonam Alma.
What shouldn't
means two people that stole together. They stole together. Like I said, Reuven and Shimon stole together, let's say. Okay. So we just said before, that's Chayiv. If you steal from your Shutif, you're not Chayiv. But if you steal together, you're Chayiv. That's what we said. Frey to Gemara Brisa. Frey to Gemara Brisa. It says that you're part in that case also. So it says Shutim Shagomvu clearly is part. So it must be two types of Shutim Shagomvus. Elam Rav Nachman Kasha. Kam b'shutav shetovach das chaveroi. Kam b'shutav shetovach shloy das chaveroi. We know already from learning Parak Meruba that by tovach u'machar there's a concept of shliach advar averi. Yes, shliach advar averi. So here, two guys stole something, and one went ahead, stole it. Two guys stole. One guy went ahead and sold it, or one guy went ahead and shechted it. So it depends. If his friend says, "You know what, sell it for us," and then he sells it. So then, they're both chayiv, because it could be a shliach. But in the case where one of them shechted it without the other guy's permission, so then it's like stealing from a ganev. It's like taking something from a ganev and tavach it, and you're not chayiv. So shutvim shegonvu and sold it. One case is chayiv dalvei, one case is pot dalvei. The case that chayiv is das chaver, so you heard shliach. So it's kilu you both did it. That's your chayiv dalvei. The case where your potter is. Where you did it yourself without asking your friend. So now it's Gila, I took something from a ganev and sold it. That's why you're potter. Avadi chayiv kefil still. But dalvei, you're potter because you did not do it kulay, you didn't do it kulay from the bialim because the other guy had a kinyan ganev on it and I took it from him without permission. He didn't make me a shliach. So therefore, in such a case, you are potter. So that's two cases. Shutum shagomvu is chayiv is a case where you deal das chavera. Potter is shaloy le das chavera. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. If you remember a shah like this, Machra, if someone sells the shah, Chutz Mishloishim Yoyim, he says, I'm selling it to you, it's yours, Agamri, but the first 30 days I have a job, I got to plow someone's field, I want to have the cow still. What's the halacha? Is that called the full Mechir or not? The one that's full Mechir, on the hand, he left himself 30 days. Or Chutz Malachta, he says, I'm selling you the cow to shecht it, to make it into roast beef, but as long as it's not shechted and using it for work, I get the work. So is that called a Shia or not? Third Shiloh. Chutz Ma'ubra Mayo. What's the din if you say chutz from the ubar, which is the fetus, the baby, it's in the stomach of the shar, or the shar, what's the halacha? The baby in the stomach of the parah, what's the halacha? Is that called shir or not? Now, the Rishonim speak out that this shaila is according to Rav, who said before that something that nitter imay b'shchita is called a shir. Something that's not nitter b'shchita is not called a shir. Because we learned that even chutz from the wool is called a shir, so of course the uber is not worse than wool. It's much better than wool. So if you hold chutz me gizeh seh, it's called a shir, so of course it's called a shir. Shaila is according to Rav, who holds that something's mutter b'shchita, what's the halacha about uber? The Gemara doesn't explain what the shaila is by uber. Chutz ba'ubra mahu, aliba domad yom ba'ubra yerech imay, if you hold that uber is part of the mother, lo yisi ba'ir luchta shayaba. It's definitely a shir, because first of all, the shchit is mat to that, and it's part of the animal. Ki si ba'ir luch, aliba domad yom ba'ubra liyav yerech imay. The uber is not part of the mother. May, me'imar mirin, kivin the mechuba ba'ubra, since it's mechuba, have a shir, so it's a shir. Or you dilma, kivin the mefesh m'nei kai, since it's going to be separated eventually, lo yi have a shir. It's not a shir. It's not a shir. So that's the shaila.
If you hold the lamb yachimai, so the shir won't be matter.
It will be matter, but still, since it's not part of it, so maybe it's different than the things that's matter. And ikadamri, the more explain the shaila in a different way, more like you want to say ikadamri kivin the lav yachimai who lav a shir. It's not a shir because it's not yachimai. I dilma kivin the tzarich l'shteri ba'adav a shchita. Since the shchita has to matter it with it becomes mutter with the shchita, command the shaila beguf v'dami. It's like part of the guf. Teiku more blibes in the shaila on all three of them. Chutz Meshloish, Chutz Melachta, and Chutz Meubra, the Gemara has a Shaila, teiku. Boy, Rapapa. Gonvav, someone stole the animal, a shor or a seh, kata, he cut off the hand, and the hand disintegrated in the garbage. Now, makra, he sold the animal, missing a hand. Now, here, before we had, it's missing a hand, you sell it, it's a good mechira. Why? Because that's what I stole. But here, he stole a full animal, he cut off the hand, and then he sold it. What's the halacha? Mao. Mi amina, my the gonav, aloy zavan, what he stole, he didn't sell, because it's missing a hand now. Oiduma ma'adazovin alay shayr. The ma'ayis the olah hand. You'll say the sale was a complete sale. He didn't leave anything out. Teiku. The Gemara stays with a shayla about this halacha. Tanu rabbanim. Now the Gemara is bringing this brayse. A bunch of different halachas regarding tavach hamacha. Some of them we know, and some of them will be chidushin to us. Tanu rabbanim. Ganav v'nosan la'achar v'tavach. If someone stole and he gives it to his friend, and his friend shechted it, or like a shli, it was a shliach for him. It wasn't a matana. He made a shliach. A shaykh. Gonav nos la'acha v'tavach. Gonav nos la'acha mocha. He gave it to someone else to sell for him. He gave it to himself for him. So that's another case. All the cases he'll be chayiv. Gonav hektish. Or he stole and was makdish it. He made it hektish. Now, it's an imsei chayiv da'alvahe. So we know a sugi before, if you're makdish, there's a whole shayla, if that's called matana or not. Right, the whole shayla before. So Tosfos speaks over here, the second line on top Tosfos. For Ayri b'kotchi bedek abayi. So shayach lemeimar mikara tur de ruvain b'hashu tur de ruvain. Talking about you made a bedek abayi. There is definitely a new name also, and therefore it's considered giving it away. So yichayv davhei. Gonav v'hikiv, you stole it and then you sold it, but you didn't get money yet. You gave it a great credit. It's also a case of mechira. Gonav hechlif, you stole it and you made a chalipa with it. It's also called the mechira. Gonav nos matana, you stole it and gave matana. It's also called a mechira. You gave it away. Gonav para chayva, you stole it and you paid up your chayva with it. You paid up your loan with it. Gonav para bei keifa, you paid up your credit bill in the grocery shop with this shar. Or gonav shach savloinus veischamav, used it to send the presents, the expected presents that you send to the shver's house. B'shasta engagement, mishalim. All these cases, tashlumi abava chamisha. All these cases, you pay dal v'hei. Now, this case is basically separated into three different type of cases. The first two cases are a case of a shliach. The second case, the third case really is a case of hekdesh, and the rest of the cases are cases of mechira or matana. And the halacha is all these cases are chay. So, my kamaslum, what's the chiddush? So tomorrow, the chiddush is like this. Ashmina reisha, gona v'nos ala achar, v'tavach. You stole and gave someone else the shechtet. Yes, shliach v'aveira. That there's such thing as shliach v'aveira by tavach amacha. By din of dal v'hei is a din of yes, shliach v'aveira. Af agav v'chol ha'tar kula, in shliach v'aveira, even though called ha'tar kula. There's no such thing as shliach v'aveira. Like gabi g'neva, taka be no such thing as shliach v'aveira. It's only gabi dal v'hei is a shliach v'aveira. So even though called ha'tar kula, in shliach v'aveira, ha'cha, yes, shliach v'aveira. My time, what's the reason? It says in the pasuk that you shechted it or you sold it. Ma mechira loy efsher. The lav aydei achar. Just like mechira it's not possible with someone else. And that teaches us, teaches us the Ichayiv with a Shliach. So the Gemara makes this drasha that even though ain't Shliach L'Avera, here we hold, yes, Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Oh, so Moshe has a good kasha. Yeah, that's a big kasha, but the Gemara forces two other drashas also for this. So the Tavach HaMachar is one drash like this, then there's another drasha, Oy L'Rabbi says Shliach, and Tachas L'Rabbi says Shliach. So Taka, there's the three drashas. So when I was bringing the first drasha, there's actually three different drashas in the Man Yoma. Why hold Yesh Shliach L'Avera? Yeah.
Even the Gemara is saying,
yeah.
Not talking about the self.
Right. Yeah. Just a limud. There's always another person here. That Tvich always will be another person. Right. So you like all you know, the drashas is not, you don't like the drasha. Okay. So you can do all the other drashas. Either all your Takas. But that's to make the drasha that it's a heckish. This just like mechira is a day someone else. Obviously, b'das and not a shliach, but it's with someone else. Tvich also is with someone else. Vashmina and sefer, it's not remember. It's not a mamatzinu. It's a heckish. So my heckish doesn't have to be. It's a limud. It's not a mamatzinu. It's just like there you find it could be a day shliach. It's not true. There's not a shliach, but it's a limud. There's a third person, and so we have a third person by Tvichir. It has passed by a third person by Shliach. I actually learned from there to Mechira that the Shliach works. Yeah. Vashmina and Seifa, that's a Kiddush of the race. So Vashmina and Seifa, Gona Vahikdish, that if you stole and you makish it, Mali Machal Hedit, Mali Machal Shemaim, that just like you gave it away to Hedit, your Chayiv, same thing, you gave it to Shemaim, you gave it to Hekdish, you also Chayiv, and that's a Kiddush of the third case, Gona Vahikdish. And the rest of the case, the Kiddush is that Matana is like Mechira, actually someone of Chayim even asked, then why do we say that's a chiddush? That just my tongue is like mechira. It's really dafka mechira. Some of the macharinim asked akasha, but upon him, that is the chiddush of brisa. And now we're ready to learn the mishnah. Look the mishnah. Gonav b'rishus bailim. If someone stole an animal, but it was still b'rishus bailim, v'tavach u'machakos b'rishusam, and then he took it out of the rishus and shechted or sold it. So there you chayv da'avahev, because when he took it out of the rishus, that completed the geneva. Because that's called Mashiach. Bringing something out of Rishos is called Mashiach. Or you should go out of Chutz Mashusam, or you stole it and brought it out of Rishos, which is a Mashiach, with Tavach and Machar Mashusam. Then you brought it back into his Rishos and shechted it. Too bad. You already stole it, so you chayiv Tavach and Machar. Or you should go out of Tavach and Machar Chutz Mashusam, did everything out of Rishos to the Bailim. Meshalim Tashlumi Ababach and Mashiach. Paid Abbe. Abba go out of Tavach and Machar Mashusam. But if you stayed in the guy's property the entire time, you stole it, you shechted it, or sold it, Rishusam Yipata. Why Yipata? Because you never made a kinyan gazela on it. You never made a kinyan on it. Like Tysus picks out small Tysus, but you didn't pick it up. Come on, if you pick it up, then avada tzakba. But here, it's not Mashiach because you stole the property. And you didn't pick it up because the cow was 4 tons and no way you could pick it up. So therefore, the case was that you didn't really pick it up. Therefore, you're potter. And what does potter mean? Potter sounds like potter like Amri. What do you mean? I shechted it. So there is a Gershon Rashi, it means potter mekefel. But avada has a big karen. But even Rashi says part of makulam, you part of everything. It means you're not chayiv medin geneva. You're chayiv medin mazik. If I go in someone's field and I shech this animal, so it's chayiv medin mazik, not medin ganev. So that's what it means. Part of medin ganev. Now hoye moishroi v'yoytze, you were schlepping it out of the ganev, schlepping it out of the guy's field v'yoytze umes, which is bialim, darvish is bialim, you're potter. You also part of there. Maybe there you part of the legamri. It depends if it was your fault that I died. You might need to make kinyan geneva yet. So you part of higbiyoy or you tzivim shabayim. You picked it up or you might shabayim and made then it dies. Then you chayiv and oinsim. Then you chayiv. Then it's your chiv. You chayiv to pay for it. You chayiv pay careful even. Took it out. You chayiv. Nosna lebcharis benoy. So there's two ways to teach this mishnah. We'll first go with Rashi's second teach. Then we'll pick out Rashi's first teach. The ganiv gave it, he took the animal, and he gave it for his firstborn son to the kohen. He gave it to the kohen for the five slum. So there, that's like a mechira. Oy lebal chayv, he gave it to his bal chayv, or he gave it to l'shem echinam, l'shoyel, l'sachav, l'soicher. And either his people, either the b'chayr's b'noi, or the Bachayiv, or Shemachim, they were schlepping it out and it died in the Shus Bailim, so you're potter. So the Ganav is still potter, because it wasn't completed yet. Higbiyoy, or you should see him, Shus Bailim, if he picked it up and they took it out of Shus Bailim on base, you're chayiv. Then the halach is that you are chayiv for all the chayuvim of Kefal or Dalad Vahay, giving it to Shemachim and Shel is not chayiv, a mechir yet, but If they took it out for you, that's like your shliach. You gave it to Hashem, and the Hashem took it out of the Rosh Bailim, so that's like your shliach, and then you're going to be chayiv, kefil, for that maisa. So that's the one way to learn the Mishnah. The case was, the ganav gave it to B'cheres Pnoyo, to B'chayiv, or to Hashem. The halacha is, if that person who you gave it to brought it out of the Roshos, it's a Mashiach and you chayiv. If not, then you potter. He didn't make kinyan. He gave it someone like kinyan. It's your shliach to make the kinyan. So you need to ask is, on this pshat, what happened to the Ein Shliach V'Aveira? Here it's not Tavach HaMachar. Here it's the Gnev has done, I did that. I Ein Shliach V'Aveira. It's a very Taisus. Look at Taisus of Machl Nostu, middle Taisus in Taima, V'Mai Mechaev V'Mashicha, V'Ein Shliach V'Aveira. Taisus is a big aside. Taisus says, the only time it's Ein Shliach V'Aveira, if the Shliach knows that it's Aser. Because there, you say, Divri Arab, Divri Atam, Divri Hashem. Tell Shliach, you know, who do you listen to, Hashem or to me? Listen to Hashem. So you're not my Shliach, you're doing because you listen to Hashem. But if you don't know, Zok Taish, the biggest side, if you don't know, if Shliach knows, yes, Shliach Ba'aver. It's Taish's Shita. Other Shem argue, I don't know how to answer this Gemara, but that's the Taish's answer, is that here it's Yeshiach Ba'aver because you don't have Divri Arab, Divri Atam, Divri Hashem. So that's one Pshat in Rashi, that's the second Pshat in Rashi. I'll say the first Pshat Rashi, even on the risk of mixing people up, but we'll say the first Pshat Rashi also. The first Pshat Rashi is that it means the Bailim gave it to the Becharis Benoi. The Bailim gave it to his Bechar, the Bailim, the owner. Don't do it with the Ganav yet. The loch is that when the Kohen takes it out, if it dies in the Shos Bailim, then the Bailim is still chayef for Pidir Aben. Takes it out, he's Potter. The Loshen, Rashi doesn't like the Pshat because it's Sfer Loshen. Says, it makes the Bailim Potter, it's not Potter, it's whatever, he didn't pay up his thing yet. He didn't like it. All Bachayiv means the same thing, that the owner gave it to Bachayiv, or the Shem Echinam. All those cases, it's not about a Ganav. We're talking about a owner who gives it to them. That's Rashi. Rashi like a Pshat because the Lashon doesn't fit in. So go Rashi, check a Pshat, we'll try to learn the Gemara like that. Okay. I think a Pshat means the Ganav gave it away. Zok the Gemara. Boya Meimer. Tiknu Mashiach B'Mashayimrim V'loi. Rashi learns, what is Rashi says what the Shaila is? Rashi learns the Shaila is, when is a Shomer Chayiv and Shmira? Do you have to wait to Mashiach, or right when he's Mekabel Shmir already he's Chayiv for the Dine Shomer? Or he needs to have Mashiach, which means he has to take it out of Rishos. That's the Gemara Shaila. Taisler is a little different. We'll leave Taisler for now. But that's the Shaila. Omar Rav Yemar, Toshima. Let's try bringing a Raya. If Mashiach is the Dine Mashiach by Shomer. Basically, Mashiach is really a Takana, but even by Kinyonim, really, Kinyan Kesef was the Raisa. They said, no, we don't want Kinyan Kesef, we have a Kinyan Mashiach. They make a Din Mashiach by Shemim as well. That's the Gemara Shaila. You have to work until Mashiach for them to be Chayev for Shmira. Omer Rav Yemar, Tosma, Nostu L'Bacharis Benoi, Oy L'Bachayvai. Someone gave it away. Well, so we're going to learn like Rashi Sekab Shat, the Ganev gave it to B'Charis Benoi, Oy L'Bachayvai, the Shemichin Mashiach Benoi Zisachar, V'Sachar. And he gave it to them. He was taken out in Darvish Shabbailim, Potter. My lab, who are handling Potter Chai? My lab, Shomer. We're handling the Shomer. The Ganav gave it to the Shomer. And now, is the Shomer Chai or not? Because the Shomer now is watching it for the Ganav. So is the Shomer Chai or not? Do you have to make Mashiach or not? V'shvami no, tiknu Mashiach v'Shomer. And we learn from here that you're misakin Mashiach by Shomer. Even though here really, It's really being Mashiach from the as a Ganav, but you're doing it for the Ganav, and therefore it's Mesiachis to the Ganav, and he's trying to make a Kinyan, and he's trying to make a this Shomer is trying to make a Kinyan of Shomerim. So you see, if for example a Shomer had a Kinyan right away, he was Chayim Shmir right away, so then he'd be Chayim right away even for Mashiach. But you see, he's waiting until you do Mashiach. So you see, Tiknu Mashiach v'Shomerim Amalei Loi Ganav. We're talking about the Ganav being Chayiv. So the Ganav being Chayiv definitely Mashiach. Because for the Ganav being Chayiv, you definitely have to steal it from the owner's property. So it's not a Raya. Here, Vadi Nei Mashiach. You know why? Because here you're handing a Ganav. The owner didn't give it to the Shomer. The Ganav gave it to the Shomer. The Ganav is not coin it until it leaves the Rishus. So that's the more answer. Talking about the Ganav. For example, Reisha, it says in Reisha about a Ganav, that a Ganav is not coin until you take it out of Rishus. So what do you need a case when he gave it to a Shomer? So the Gemara, Tana, Ganev Shigona Beis Abaylam, Tana Ganev Shigona Beis Hashomer. We're saying, one case is the Ganev stole it from the Beis Bailam, and one case, the Ganev Shigonav Me Beis Hashomer. One's a case, so here, here in my lab that we're talking about when one answers loy ganav, I typed the wrong. Loy ganav means that this is going on a different case. It's not going back on the shomer. It's going on a ganav who stole it from with the becharis benoy. That's what it's talking about. Talking about the ganav who stole it. So Tana Ganav is going to raise a Bailam, Tana Ganav should go raise a Shomer. So let's just analyze this. The feet of this Gemara is much more Mestavra than Rashi's first Pshat. For example, the first Pshat in Rashi was that Nosnu le Becharis Benoy and Nosnu le Balchoiv and Nosnu le Shomer was all the Bailam. So the Gemara says that when you take it out of Rishon, Sichai, so there, it sounds like the Shomer is going to have a Mashiach. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, right, that tiktus Mashiach b'Shomerim. And for the Gemara, no, it means a Ganev stole it from the Shomer, or from the Bekayin, or from the Vachay. That's the Gemara's terms. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that case of Ganev? The Gemara says, Tana Ganev shigonav v'beis ha-bailim, and Tana Ganev shigonav v'beis ha-shomer. So feed that Pshat in the Mishnah, it's much more geshmak this Gemara. But if you learn the first Pshat, the second Pshat Rashi, which we spoke out, the second Pshat Rashi is that we're talking Moishchai is going on the Kayin or the Bachoiv or the Shomer. So then the Gemara had a good raya. They see Tiknu Mashicha by Shomer. So Gemara answers on that it wasn't Pshat that when it dies in the hands of the Shomer that the Ganev is chayiv. It's not what it means. The Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer, loy ganav means that nosan. That here the Gemara's guva answering loy ganav means the first pshat in Rashi. Lefit his second pshat in Rashi, which we said until now, means the ganav gave it to Becharis Benoy. The ganav gave it to the shomer. So it's a riot to shomer. And for the Gemara, no, loy ganav. It's the first pshat in Rashi, which means that really the Bailam gave it to Becharis Benoy. The Bailam gave it to the shomer, and the ganav stole it from him. That's what it means, right? Mordechai is not going to stay with this. That's why it's not a pshat l'maisa. So Hotolei Reish. Reish says a ganav steals from the Bailam. So what's the difference? Same thing. So come on, no, here it's a ganav stealing from a Becharis Benoy or from Balchoy or from a shomer. It's a different case. So Mordechai, a ganav is going to raise a Bailam. A ganav is going to raise a shomer. Only Rav Ashi lo yisitchai. What's the difference? Mali ganav is going to raise a shomer. Mali ganav is going to raise a Bailam. Elav, it means a shomer himself. We take a see here. Take the Mashiach of Meshomerim. Shmamino, it's Taka Araya. So just to recap, I don't know if anyone got this clear. The Pshat and Mishnah we said, but the Gemara had a little detour here. The Gemara at one point didn't want to learn that Shomer is Kohen Mashiach. So the Gemara learned for a second that it means Ganev. Ganev stole it from the Bailim through who? Through stealing it from a Kohen or through stealing it from a Shomer. That's the Gemara wanted to say. Says, no, the case is about that the Ganev stole it from the Bailim. He gave it to a Shomer, and the Rai is a Shomer needs Mashiach of a Shomer. That's how you learn the Gemara, according to Rashi's Ikar Pshat. So it means the Gemara's first thought that was Shomer took it for the Ganev. Where says Raya Nimashiach Shomer? Where says no, the Ganev took it from someone the Bailam gave it to. And that the Gemara answers no. The Gemara answers no. It's back to the first Pshat, and there's din Mashiach b'Shomer. Ad kan, that's Pshat in this Gemara.